to 10:36. Time for the Week in Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? Sponsored by Catch 35 Seafood and Premium Steaks. It's been a pretty busy summer in Chicago. Lots going on. One of the more interesting shows, I think, that is going to be opening this coming Friday is a show called Clemente, The Legend of 21. Many of you probably already know the name of Roberto Clemente. Roberto Clemente Walker, to be exact, born in Puerto Rico, Major League Baseball player who for 18 seasons played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, 1955 to 72, when he was killed in a plane crash, December 31st, 1972. He was en route to earthquake victims in Nicaragua at the time. And the plane went down. I will never forget that tragic story. But Roberto Clemente, a 12-time All-Star, batting champion 4 times, Golden Glove winner 12 times, hit his 3,000th major league hit in 1972, and now brought to stage by our guest in the studio today, Modesto Lesen, who plays Roberto Clemente. Welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
It's got to be pretty exciting for you to play this legendary figure in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, as you were talking about him, I'm getting goosebumps. You know, I'm very honored and thrilled to be portraying Roberto Clemente. I was born and raised also in Puerto Rico. And growing up back home, Roberto was always somebody to look up to. Yeah. And as an actor, it's a dream role for me to portray Roberto, to tell the story again to new generations. And people who actually knew him and met him remember the greatness, how good he was as a baseball player, but also as a human being. So I'm just very happy to be here in Chicago and just very excited to start presenting the show.
I can see the pride on your face when you talk about it. It's tangible.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah, you can tell.
I think what we as cast members from Puerto Rico bring to the show is authenticity. You know, like what Roberto went through, I know what he went through as a Black Latino myself. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of scenes in the show that are just very emotional because they touch me as an actor. And yeah. I think the show is a beautiful show, entertaining, but also very moving.
Yeah. Also joining us this morning is Lorraine Velez, who plays Vera Cristina. Welcome, Lorraine. Nice to have you here with us also.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Tell us about your role in Clemente.
Well, I am his wife, Vera, and I'm his best friend, his confidant, his most loyal supporter. Mm-hmm. And I think Vera represents actually something very particular about the Latina female that I know, that I grew up with. My parents are from Puerto Rico. I grew up in New York, but my parents were from Santurce and from Ponce. And she just has this incredible heart and this this presence of just wanting to support this magnificent human being that she married. And he was magnificent, actually, as a human being, the things he accomplished, what he stood for, as a husband, as a father. He was incredible. He led completely by example.
Yeah.
And I think all of those things made her a stronger woman as well, strong enough to even continue his legacy, even though she was devastated by his death. She continued it because it was such an incredible experience for her to live.
So. Yeah, I can imagine. I guess we know of Roberto Clemente from his athletic achievements, but then we learned more since his death. I mean, that just even the cause of his death, while he was on a humanitarian mission, says something about the man. And just reading about him, he probably spent about as much time off the field helping other people as he did on the field, furthering his own athletic and physical accomplishments.
Yeah, certainly. He was very devoted to his fans in Pittsburgh, in Puerto Rico. He would answer personally each letter by the fans. And, of course, he was very concerned about society, and that's why he was interested in developing the Sport City, which was a sort of a school where kids could play baseball, and through the discipline of sports, help them to become better people, become better Puerto Ricans, better citizens of the world. So, yeah, his concern was way beyond the baseball park. He was a humanitarian in a complete sense of the word.
Yeah, and these are the things that are brought out in the production, I would imagine. Clemente, the legend of 21.
Mm. And if I could even add, do you know, there were some things that people didn't know about him. There were some, he would kind of make these visits to the hospitals, like surprise visits, and he didn't want anyone to know about them. They were never publicized or anything, but he did them because he wanted to just reach out to people, especially children. And the effect that it had on people was really tremendous.
So the production is being put on by Night Blue Performing Arts Company at Stage 773 on West Belmont. We'll give you addresses and phone numbers and all of that. But the artistic director for Night Blue, David Walters, also here with us. David, welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you for having us.
Why was this important, do you think? I mean, this it's amazing to me that this story has never been put on stage before. This is really the first time.
Yeah, I think as a Chicago production company, one of the things, you know, we've only been around for 7 or 8 years, but one of the things that's kind of been a hallmark for us is to look for very deep and cultural stories. We were the first company in Chicago to put on both Rent and Miss Saigon. We do very small productions of sometimes large shows, but we've really kind of searched for emotional stories that connect to the roots of people that are in Chicago. And as we've been out promoting the show, one of the most exciting things for me is the number of people that have come up to us, people that watched him play, like maybe only once at Wrigley Field or something like that. And just, oh my gosh, I remember the day that I was there and he threw the ball all the way from center field to home plate. Like they have stunning memories of him. And we're so excited. Modesto and I are former classmates of school in New York on Broadway, where we went together. And when he came and brought the author this show to me in Chicago about a year ago, we said this is something that is really the heart and mission of our company, and we're excited to be doing it. So
yeah, it's something for theater fans, it's something special, but also something for sports fans. You were saying that the Chicago Cubs organization is maybe doing something with you guys at some point when the Pirates come to town later?
Yes, definitely. We've reached out to both the Cubs and the White Sox. I've been a longtime season ticket holder of the White Sox, but the Cubs have been really excited about the possibility that the Pirates are going to be in town at the same time that the show's going on. So that's really great.
Yeah, that'll be an exciting connection and an exciting connection. I would imagine that Chicagoans must be very excited about seeing this story playing out, as you were talking, Modesto, about the pride that you feel. I mean, even people who are born in Chicago must feel that same sense of pride, even though they may be separated, from their ethnicity by several generations. Roberto Clemente really is a source of pride for lots of people, right?
Yeah, he's a hero. And in the Puerto Rican community, he's one of the ultimate personalities in our history. Besides, there are two Roberto Clemente schools in Chicago.
Right.
And not only for Puerto Ricans, but I think for Latinos in general, Roberto represents, it's a standard, it's a paradigm. Mm-hmm. Before Mariano Rivera, before Big Papi, before all the great Latino baseball players, Roberto Clemente was the first one. And I think he's an example. And we should all look up to him. And we're very happy to bring the story here to Chicago.
Yeah, in addition to the story that you tell, there is much music in the show as well. We'll hear some of that performed for you live when we come back from the break. It's 10:45. Our guest this morning, Modesto Lacen, Lorraine Velez, and also David Walters with us. The new show, Clemente, the Legend of 21, opening this coming Friday, running through September the 14th at Stage 773 at 1225 West Belmont. I'll tell you how you can get tickets coming up in just a moment, and we'll hear some of that performance. I am so looking forward to hearing some of the songs from this new production, Clemente, the Legend of 21, the story of Roberto Clemente, Major League Baseball legend that is at Stage 773 starting this Friday, and you've got a couple of songs that you're going to be performing for us today. What do we need to know about the songs before we hear them?
This song that Vera sings, which is Cuando Te Vi, When I First Saw You, written by Luis Caballero, our brilliant producer. He's extraordinary producer, director. And
you can promote him. I can promote him too.
I just think he's
give that man a raise. He just got a promotion.
Brilliant. He is an absolutely brilliant director. He wrote this song, and it's about the first time that she saw him. And so the song, you can't literally translate the emotion and feeling that she had, but it's all about the sense that she experienced when she first met him. And it's all these vivid colors and tastes and sensations and how she felt inside.
Okay, in Espanol?
Sí, por favor.
Okay, so when you see the show, I mean, so the show is bilingual, I'm told,
it is,
right?
Bilingual. The first half is in Spanish, but it's got subtitles. So obviously it'll be easy to understand. But actually the emotion of the show itself, is unmistakable. There, you won't be able to miss anything. You'll know exactly what's going on just because of the emotion of the story.
Okay, the song is Cuando Te Vi. And Lorraine Velez from the show Clemente, The Legend of 21. Idea what you're saying, but I want to hug you right now.
Wow, thank you.
So beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You really can feel the emotion of the song, even though I don't speak Spanish, but that's you can definitely, especially in the context of what you're describing your character, I mean, you can only imagine the love there. Look at you getting all into that over there.
Yeah, I know.
Those of you walking by the window today, you got a little bit of a dance show.
Actually, in that song, that's what I do, because as she remembers that first time he met Roberto, I dance around her, and we have that sort of connection that goes beyond time and space.
Wow.
It's a beautiful song, and every time Lori sings, everybody's like, oh, that's such a beautiful voice.
It's an amazing, beautiful voice, but I mean, you know, this choreography, the ballet that you're describing, sounds really, really very touching.
Yeah. It's really beautiful. Yeah. It's really gorgeous. It gets you. It gets you. And again, that is Luis Caballero. That's his. He just knows what to say, what to write. He can capture emotion and he can draw it out of you as an actor, and he can draw it out of the audience as well.
Okay, so we have one more song, right? So, you're going to make me pronounce this. Thanks. Sonado Converte? Is that right? Yes?
Yes. I have to sing
Yes,
now.
You will.
did you not know that?
Wonderful.
Surprise.
No, I didn't know it.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So what do we need? What is this song?
Well, this is...
Besides a big shock to you, apparently.
No, well, because I was like, oh, let's just hear... Lorraine's.
We want to hear the shows about Clemente. We want to hear Clemente.
We want to hear Clemente.
So this is when Roberto actually meets Vera. They ran into each other at a drugstore, and they're both like starstruck. They're like, "Oh, so who are you? Who are you?" And then this song is right after Roberto leaves the drugstore, and he's just thinking about this wonderful woman he just met. He just saw at the drugstore, and it's a salsa, smooth salsa, when he's just talking about, you know, I'm dreaming of seeing you again. Even though I'm going back to New York and Pittsburgh to play, I'm going to have you in my mind, and I'm going to keep you with me.
All right. Well, tell me if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Sonado Converte, is that right?
Soñando Converte.
Modesto Lesen from Clemente, The Legend of 21, opening this Friday.
Verte frente a la ventana, mirar tus labios, decir adiós. En el silencio de aquel camino, de Carolina hasta Nueva York. Eres mulata despampanante, de los sonidos del corazón. Sigo soñando con verte siempre, agua salina, esa es mi ilusión. Trigueña de andar celeste, serás vereda, yo ruiseñor. Canta conmigo, vive mis días, en noches frías serás calor. Juego en ruleta, sueño despierto, no sé qué pasa, mi bendición. Si tú me miras, llenas mi orilla, siento que tiemblo y me das calor.
There you go. That was beautiful.
Well, just a little salsa.
A little taste.
Just a little taste.
Everybody was dancing this morning.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
The show opens this Friday, August 22nd. It'll play through September the 14th, stage 773, 1225 West Belmont. Clemente, The Legend of 21. And thank you so much. Roberto Clemente himself singing here this morning, Modesto Lesen.
Thank you for having us.
Gorgeous voice of Lorraine Velez also. And also thank you to the artistic director of Night Blue, putting it all on, David Walters. Thank you so much.
Yes, our music director, Aaron Benham, is great too. He arranged all this music that you heard here today.
Really, really great. Yeah.